today we are continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are doing Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis tells us that let's backtrack a little bit. In Mishnah Aleph we learned that if you have Truma seeds and you plant them in the ground, Mida Oraisa, that which grows, is Chulin. But Mida Rabbanan, we make that which grows into Truma. But because that's only a Din Mida Rabbanan, we only treat it as Truma in that it has to be eaten by Kohanim, cannot be eaten by Yisraelim. But as far as all the other halachos of Truma, particularly the kulas of Truma, that Truma itself is not going to be chayiv, Truma samaisus, and the like, all of those things are not, it's not going to have the status of Truma, for it's going to have the status of chulin. And that's where Mishnah Beis picks up. The chayeves peleket, shicho, pepeya, the Truma growth in the field is going to be chayiv and leket shicho, pepeya, even though Truma is normally pater from those things, from leket shicho. From the Ketshichu Peah, because this isn't really Truma, it's only Truma Midrabanan, so we can't get rid of the Dinim Dal Raisa of the Ketshichu Peah. Vani Yisrael, Vani Kohanim Melaktim. Poor Yisraelim and poor Kohanim can gather the Leketshichu Peah, but the Yisraelim are not going to be allowed to eat it, because Midrabanan we treat it like Truma. Right, so Vani Yisrael, Mokhna Shalom, Lekohanim, Midmei Truma. The Aniyah Yisraelim will sell whatever they gather to Kohanim at Truma prices, meaning a price that assumes a lower demand, because it's limited in who's allowed to consume it, so it sells for less money because only Kohanim are allowed to consume it. But then Vadam Shalahem, the poor people that collected this stuff are allowed to keep the money, meaning it's there's no isser for them to get hana'ah from it because it's not really Truma. Now, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, lo yilakta l'aniya kohanim, shemi yishchu v'yitnu l'tokhpiyan. Rabbi Tarfon does not like this idea. He says, you're going to have aniya Yisrael picking this stuff, and this stuff is not allowed to be eaten by Yisraelim. I'm concerned that while they're picking it, they might just put some in their mouth. And if they put some in their mouth, then it's going to be a violation of eating truma. So really, only aniya kohanim should be the ones that are picking this stuff. But Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds back to Rabbi Tarfon, im kein, if you're going to be concerned that anytime someone picks something from a field, that they're going to eat it, lo yilka to elek tahorin, then a kohen that's tamei shouldn't be allowed to take lech shichu peya either, because he's tamei, and a tamei person is not allowed to eat truma. And we never heard of such a din that a tamei kohen is not allowed to be malakeit. So it must be that it's that this is a din that we're not concerned that someone is going to take it, especially since the whole thing is only nisim midrabanan, meaning the assumption that you make over here is that by making such a gzeira like Rabbi Tarfon wanted to make, it would really smack of gzeira le gzeira. The whole thing is only gzeira midrabanan, that the growth is going to be considered truma, lest you keep it around too long and you keep around the seeds too long and you not treat them with proper respect. So the whole thing's only gzeira to begin with. So this would be a gzeira le gzeira. So that's why Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not convinced that there needs to be any such gzeira. Now, what would Rabbi Tarfon say back to Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Tarfon would probably say back, I trust Kohanim, but I don't trust regular people. Kohanim know to be very careful when it comes to dinim related to kuhuna. Now, Toz Yom Tov, he points out, Kosov HaRav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva over here, that we're not concerned about this. So, Luchor HaMashmad, Rabbi Akiva das Shlishis, Da'av Tameim Asurim, the question is, what does Rabbi Akiva mean? When Rabbi Akiva says, if you're going to be concerned about Yisraelim picking this like a Shechav Peah, you should also be concerned about Kohanim Tameim doing it. So does he mean that Hitaka is concerned about Kohanim Tameim doing it, and therefore Kohanim Tameim are also not allowed to take like a Shechav Peah? Or is he saying, come on, you can't be concerned about these things. You can't make such gzeiros l'gzeira. So the Toz Yom Tov understands that by paskening like Rabbi Akiva, the Bar Tanur is saying that it's a third Shita, and that Rabbi Akiva not only does not allow Yisraelim to pick, he doesn't even allow Kohanim Tameim to pick. However, the Toz Yom Tov points out that the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos also says we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, and in Mishnah Torah he quotes the Resha of the Mishnah that Yisraelim are allowed to pick, which makes it sound like Rabbi Akiva is not a third Shita, it's a defense of the Tanakhama. It's saying that if you're going to be concerned about such things, then why aren't you concerned about a Tamei person going and picking these items? So now moving on to Mishnah Gimel. So says the Mishnah, this growth of Truma, v'chayev is b'maisros and maisro ani, it's still chayev in maisros and it's chayev in Meiser Ani, because again, really, it's not Truma on a Daraisa level. It's not Truma. The Bar Tanura points out V'chayevus b'Meisros Meiser Rishon V'Sheini and V'Vadin b'Truma u'B'Meiser Ani. If it's a third or sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and the Tos Yontu says Kolomar Truma Gedol Truma Meiser V'Chakos V'Rash because of Lochash LaHaskel Dvarim HaNitanim Aflazarim Kedel Morchel Lekoyin B'Dmei Truma. If it's true that it's chayiv in all of these things, why does the Mishnah just say chayiv b'maisros maisroni? Why not mention truma and everything else that it's chayiv in all these other things? So the point is that says the Tos Yomtov that the Mishnah only really wants to highlight those things that are allowed to be eaten by a non kohen, and because of the hemshich of the Mishnah where it's going to describe what the non kohen is going to do with this stuff now that he has it, because since midrabanan it's treated as truma, he's not allowed to eat it. So we said v'ani Yisrael v'ani Kohanim, note them. The Ani Yisrael and the Ani Kohanim can come take that Meiser Ani. V'Ani Yisrael, Mochna Shalem, the Kohanim, B'dmei Truma, and the Ani Yisrael, the people who are non-Kohanim, that are Aniim, that got this Meiser Ani, can't eat it, because Midrabanan it's Truma, but they could sell it to Kohanim at a discounted price, and keep the money for themselves. V'Avdam Shalem, the money will belong to them. Now the Mishnah says, okay, now how do you thresh grain in a Truma field? So, Hachovit Meshubach, and the best thing to do is just beat the grain with sticks, because then you're not going to be utilizing any animal. If you utilize an animal, the animal is likely to eat the grain, and since this grain has the status of truma midrabanan, you don't want an animal to be eating the grain. On the other hand, you're sort of between a rock and a hard place, because if you muzzle the animal, there's an issur d'oraisa that you're not allowed to muzzle animals while they are threshing for you. So v'adosh ketzed yasa, if you really need to use animals to thresh the grain, what should you do to not run afoul of the issur of muzzling an animal? So tell the kfifos b'tzavare behema, hang a basket around the neck of the animal and put some feed in that basket, and make sure that the feed is from the same min that they're threshing, and therefore they will be enjoying the very food that they are threshing, but they won't be eating truma. They'll just be eating whatever chulin you put in the basket. So nimtza, will turn out lo zomim es behema, you didn't violate the issur of muzzling an animal, v'lomachlas a truma, and you didn't feed a truma, because you're providing it chulin instead of truma. So that way you solve both problems. So just to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we learned that the if you plant the truma seeds, the growth from that field is chayiv in all the matnos aniyim. The only thing is Yisraelim, aniyei Yisrael, are not allowed to eat it themselves. They have to sell it to Kohanim and just keep the money. But we had a machlokas, Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Kiva, whether Aniyei Yisraelim are even allowed to collect the Leket Shechopei in the first place. Rabbi Tarfon wasn't comfortable with them doing that because he thought they might come to eat it, whereas Rabbi Akiva, the way we understood it, Rabbi Akiva is just a second, not a third opinion, says that I'm not concerned about that, because if I was going to be concerned about that, then I wouldn't even allow a Tabe Kohen to go collect the Leket Shechopei. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that this growth from this field is Chayiv in Maisros and Maisar Ani, and Aniyei Yisrael can also get that Maisar Ani, they just can't eat it, so they have to sell it to Kohanim and use the money for Truma. And then we discussed the best way to thresh with animals when you're dealing with this produce from a Truma field is either to just beat up the produce with sticks, so don't use an animal at all, or the other possibility is to use an animal but put a basket around the animal's neck so that the animal could feed from the basket, and you will not have violated the issur of muzzling an animal. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalid in Maseches Shumas.